Okay. In the Shabbos Ezer Hashem, we read Parshas Behar. And in Parshas Behar, we have among the many dinim that relate to ownership of slaves. The Torah permits a Jew to own a slave. A Jew can own a non-Jew. As a slave, it's called an Eved Kanani, even though the Eved may not necessarily be a Kanani, but the catch-all term is Eved Kanani. But I want to talk now about the moral issue or ethical question that poses. It's a subject that's worth exploring, but Lamaisa, the Torah recognizes that a Jew can have a non-Jew as an Eved. There are many rules. Now you have to treat him, you have to treat him properly. In some ways, you have to treat him better than you treat yourself. And so it's a lot of details, but again, that's not the thrust of tonight's shiur. The Torah declares in Vayikra Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Mem Vav, Tishrei Tzedra, it says that these the slaves, if a Jew owns an Eved Kanani, so v'snachaltem or some v'znechem achrechem, they're given over as Yerusha, like property in that sense, that the next generation gets them, and then it says, l'olam bahem tavodu, you should enslave them, keep them as slaves forever. Okay, now, to another Jew, you can't do that, but to a non-Jew, an Eved Kanani, you're allowed to. And again, I don't want to go into the moral questions that may pose, but that's the Torah language. So the Torah says, so let's see. That's part of Machlokas. So we look. It's going to take us a little bit to get to the practical ramifications. The title of this year is Suspending One Mitzvah to Facilitate Another, but again, it takes a little while to get there. A little bit of lumdas. The Gemara in Gittin, right? It's a famous story. Lamed Chesim Beis in Gittin, source number 2. The Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Kola Meshacher Avdo Over Basay. Any Jew who owns an Eved Kanani and frees him, Meshacher is frees him, lets him go free, is violating this Asay. Shenema, our Pasuk, Lolom Behem Tavodim. You violate an Asay, I'm allowed to let him go free. The Gemara says, really? Meisei, Meisei B'Rili Ezer, Shenichnos L'Meis HaMekneses, V'Lo Motza Asorim. One time a Belezer was coming to Shul, and there were only 9 people in Shul. But he had his Eved with him. And they needed a minion. So Meshicher Avdo, V'Yishlimel Asorim. So he freed his Eved. Now, Eved, while he's an Eved Kanani for the house of a Jew, has to observe certain mitzvahs. He has a sort of a partial conversion. Again, the details are not so important for us right now. The bottom line is that Abelezer released his Eved. He became a full-fledged Jew, and he counted him for a minion. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? He wasn't a Jew. He was an Eved Kanani. He had an Eved Kanani. So he released him. Now he became a Jew. Again, how that works with the conversion with Mikveh is not my topic, but it worked, and he became a Jew, so now he had a minion. So what do you mean you're not allowed to free an Eved? He did free his Eved. So the Gemara answers, no, mitzvah shani. No, for a perkor, mitzvah is different. Okay, mitzvah is different. They did it for a mitzvah. That's a different story. Then the Gemara says, your question, the machlokes, your issue is tarabonim, lo'olamim tavod the rishus, divar Rabbi Shmuel. Rishmuel says the whole pasuk, lo'olamim tavod, means you may. You may keep him as a slave forever. It's sure, it's optional. Rekiva Rechover, Rekiva holds that it's obligatory. It's a must. You have to. You're not allowed to release him. Or it says, the Dilma Beleza, Savala Kamada Mershus. Maybe Rebeleza, not that it's different because of mitzvah, maybe Rebeleza released his Eved because he held that it's not a mitzvah anyway. You don't have to keep your Eved. You're allowed to. You're allowed to keep an Eved. You don't have to. The Gemara says, no, Losaka, Daki, the Tanya, Behedi, Beleza, Mechova. Elsewhere, Beleza says, the Chova. Good. So why do you release him? Because it was for a purpose of a mitzvah. Rashi fills in. What do you mean, Rishus? Well, why should it be Rishus, according to Rabbi Shmuel? Why wouldn't you allow it to have an Eved? So Rashi explains, because you're supposed to wipe out all the inhabitants of the land, so maybe what if somebody has a child through a Kanani, whatever, it works out in detail how it would come up. And the Gemara says, maybe Rashi says, maybe Dilma Beleza, Sovar, maybe Rabbi Beleza holds like Rabbi Shmuel, so what does he have to give a funny answer to Mitzvah Shani? No. He holds that it is obligatory. Therefore, the only reason he was allowed to release his Eved was for the purpose of the mitzvah. So, on the side of the page in the Gemara, you have the Gilgal Hashas of Akiva Eger, which is printed over here in Source 4. Akiva Eger wrote his own notes that he kept on the side of the page in the Gemara. And he would usually, the Akiva Eger and the Gilgal Hashas, they'll tell you, look over here, there's another Gemara somewhere else, there's a Tosus over here, there's a Shuv over there. He wasn't. Yeah, exactly. Like that or a spare when you go bowling. I don't know. Anyway, it's got a funny type of asterisk, but that's what it has in many editions of the Gemara. Rekiv Eger did not write this publication. He wrote in his own Shas. He has, so we don't always know what he's referring to. Just take a look at this Shuv. We look at the Shuv, what's it got to do with the Torah? Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes less obvious. Anyway, here, he tells us to take a look at the Gemara Pesachim Nuntes when I'm in the Tosfos. What's going on? So I'll give you the background. on this issue of Rav Elezer freeing his slave for the sake of the mitzvah to have a minion, so he tells it, the Rav Kiv Eger tells you to look in the Tosfim Sochin. So there is a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, earlier in Vayikra, the beginning of Vayikra, Perek Vav, pasuk Hayis, verse 5. Talking about, it says, Va'esh Mazech Tu Karbolo Sichbed, the fire and the death burned all the time. Uvir Aleha Koin Eitzim Baboke Baboke, Varach Aleha Ha'olah, Biktir Aleha Chelvei Hashlamim. Rashi says there in Parshas Tzav, so six Varach Aleha Olas Tomid Eit Tik Takdim. The Chazal learned from here that the morning offering, that's the first offering that's brought on the Mizbeah. Okay, every day. And the Chelvei Hashlamim, Avihu Shem Shlamim, Rav Hoseinu Lomdu Mikan, Aleha Al Ola Saboker Hashleim Kala Karbonos Kulam Mikan Shloya Dovar Meuchor LeTomid Shaber Abayim. No carbon was brought later. Every day there was a carbon Tomid brought in the Beis Hamikdash and two Karbonos. One in the morning, Tomid Shal Shachar. One in the afternoon, Tomid Shal Ben Arbayim. So the Gemara learns from this pasuk that the Tomid Shal Shachar was the first carbon offered of the day, and the Tomid Shal Ben Arbayim in the afternoon was the last one. And everything else came, that bracketed the day's sacrifice activities. Okay? The Gemara Rashi and Chumash got from Sochem Nun Chesem Bei 7 Tana Bonin Minayim Shlei Yedavar Kodem with Tomid Shal Shachar. How do we know nothing comes before the Tomid Shal Shachar? Tamid Omer Rav Arach Aleh Ola. That's that pasuk. My Talmud, how do you figure it out? Omer Rav Ha Ola Ola Rishon the Ola, the daily Ola. That comes first. That comes first. O Minayim Shlei Yedavar Kodem Achar Tomid Shal Ben Arbayim. How do we know nothing comes after Tomid Shal Ben Arbayim? Tamid Omer Vitiyala Chove Hashlomim. My Talmud, Amar Abaye, Aleh Shlomim Lo Chaveros Shlomim. That has to be the last Shlomim. What do you mean? Who says it has to be a Shlomim? Maskev Rava, Emer Shlomim, Hu Dolo Nakriv, Olos Nakriv. Maybe you can't bring any more Shlomim, but you can bring other Karbanas. Amar Rava, HaShlomim, is not a Karban Shlomim, HaShlomim is from the word complete. Aleh HaShlomim, Kolar Karbanas Kulon. That's what's known as the Essay the HaShlomah. It's Chazal called the Essay of Hashlomah, the Mitzvah Essay of Hashlomah, completing that the day's activities in terms of Karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash was completed with the Tomid Shal Ben Arbayim. That was the list. It's any personal Karbon that a person wanted to bring, or other communal, let's say it's Shabbos, Yontif, Muslim, all of that is before the Tomid Shal Ben Arbayim. Okay, that's the rule. Okay? The Rashi is filled in the blanks. Ha'ola means ha'ola. Chashu, fine. Anyway, this is called Hashlamim. Look at the last Rashi. Hashlamim, Loshon Hashlein. It's not the carbon Shlamim, but Loshon Hashlein. Okay. So that's on Nun Ches Amad Bezim Sacham. The next Amad, Nun Tes Amad Aleph, and that's what Kivega sent us to. On Nun Tes Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, Tanarban, Ein Lecha Dover Shekodim Atan Shal Shachar, El Ktoris Bovad. Nothing came before, nothing at all. Not only no carbonus, just the Ktoris. The Ktoris was an incense offering. It wasn't exactly an animal carbon. It was an incense offering. That came first because it says, Baboker, Baboker, early in the morning, fine. And then it also says, "Ve'ein lecha dovrish misakev achar tamid shal ben arbayim ela ketores aneres upesach." The afternoon ketores came after the hadlokas aneres came after, but also the carbon pesach came after. Carbon pesach on erev Pesach was brought the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon. That was brought after the tamid shal ben arbayim. Okay, the Gemara figures out why. But then it also mentions another situation: a mechusar kippurim be'erev pesach. Mechusar Kippurim means somebody like a Mitzar. Let's look at the next page. Rashi tells us what's Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim, first Rashi says, Rashi's in town to come back to it. Yeah, but we'll look at the Mechusar for a second. Rashi, Kigol Mitzora. Ozov, Sheshacha Lohedi Kaparasa Kol Matavid. A Mechusar Kippurim has to bring a carbon. A Mitzora, and after it becomes Tor, to complete the Tahara process, after you go to the Mikveh, to complete the process, to bring a carbon. Same thing with the Zov. Some of the person has a certain type of unusual discharge from his body. So he's called, even after he's gone to the mikveh, he's still called Mechusar Kippurim. He's missing his atonement, is to bring a carbon. So let's say this guy forgot to bring the carbon, Erev Pesach, forgot to bring his carbon that day to become now completely Tahar. And now they brought the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. You're not going to let him bring his carbon, he's going to be ineligible to eat the Karbon Pesach that night. So therefore, make an exception, right? That we thank you. We make an exception and we let him go ahead because in Lo Yevieno, Rashi says, Lo Yocha Pesach, the Mechusa Kippurim, Asu Bekotchen, the Ornish Karis. That's someone who was Tomei. That's the point. He's already not Tomei. He just was called Mechusa Kippurim. He just has to bring a carbon. So he blew it. He forgot to bring the carbon. So we'll make an exception. It wasn't Tomei. That's Pesach Shein we had last week. That's what someone was Tomei. Anyway. So that's another exception can be brought after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. And then, another opinion, who's the other opinion? Gemara continues there, test on the base. Rabbi Shmuel, but also Rabbi Yechon Ben Broka, Ab Mechusar Kippurim B'Shayim Osa Shana. Once you say that, it doesn't have to be Erev Pesach. What if it's a guy who's Mechusar Kippurim? And then all year long, not just on Pesach, he had, for example, he brought a carbon, he won't be able to eat it. Let's say he brought a carbon shalom, he won't be able to eat the carbon shalom if he's Mechusar Kippurim. So any day he can bring it. Okay. All right, that's the Gemara there. What's it got to do with us? So you look in Tosus, and keep Egg sent to the Tosus. Tosus printed in 11. Psachim Nun Testament Aleph. Asi Asay, because the Gemara concludes. That says, why do you? We understand the Tanakamo says it's just an Erev Pesach din. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch said it's every day. So I don't want to go into the Machlokas. I'm just interested in the Gemara's analysis of the Tanakama's position. Look at the last line of 9. Rabbi Shmuel Tanakama, Yavo Asay de Pesach, Sheyesh Bo Kares. Okay? Yidcha Asay de Ashlama Shem Bo Kares. The reason on Erev Pesach we let this Mechusar Kippurim bring his carbon in the afternoon after Tomash Rabbein Rabbein, because it's true he's violating the Asay the Hashlomo, that the carbon Tomash Rabbein Rabbein is supposed to be the last carbon of the day. That's how I say. Allah Hashem Kala Kabbalah Kulam. But if we're not going to let him do it, he's going to miss a bigger Asay. He missed carbon Pesach. He missed eating the carbon Pesach. Right? And that's a higher din. That's a more important mitzvah. So therefore, we'll push aside the lesser mitzvah, say the Hashlama, for the sake of the more important mitzvah, even the meat and the carbon pestle. The Tosa says, oh, very good. Yeah, that's a problem.
No. Moses, it's only an assay to bring the Hashon at the last one.
Right. We're not talking about assay to also say. We're talking about two assays. But the Gemara is telling us, guess what? There's a hierarchy. How do you figure that out? It's not so simple. I don't know, but this is your heart. Because look now, look at Tosas 11. Tosas, I say the Pesach Makaris. Hiksha Riva. What do you mean? Habeidna demik meekar aseya dashlama lo mekayim aseichos Pesach in el malayla. At the moment that he's bringing that carbon that he had to bring as a Mechusar Kippurim in the afternoon, but at that moment he's not eating a carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach means not till tonight. So the carbon Pesach was born on the 14th of Nisan, but the meat was eaten at the Seder, the night of the 15th of Nisan. So Riva asks, how are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to push aside a mitzvah because something later it's going to happen tonight? What's it, right now, I have an asay, a mitzvah asay. I have to bring the carbon Pesach. I'm not allowed to bring something after the Pesach. So they're giving it.
Really about not allowed to. So
we're assuming right now that it's wrong to bring a carbon after because you're failing to observe this mitzvah saseh.
It's a shei
velo tasa. You're actively not doing the saseh. So it's a little more than a shei velo tasa.
It's like a little friend that you brought it. It was the last one, and then when it's not a low tasa.
It's an assay, it's called the assay da shlama, that the carbon tamash rabbayim is supposed to be the last one. Now you're ruining that. They brought it, but now you're ruining it.
By bringing
another carbon. You're now.
Made that
right,
one, not the last
right,
one.
Right. In fact. So therefore, that assay went out the window. So we say, okay, but for the sake of meeting the meat of carbon pesach, it's a higher assay. So look what. So the Revo asked, yeah, but it's later on. So the Re answers, the Re Mataris, listen to this. The dafka below said the chomer being in beidna the meka lab the lekayim say we have a rule that a say docha lo sase an say can override a lo sase. For example, one of the classic examples, not allowed to wear shatnez, right, wool and linen together. But for tzitzis, if you have the real tchelis, everything else, the full mitzvah tzitzis, so you have a linen garment and a woolen tzitzis, that's okay, even though they're tied together, because a say docha lo sase. But that only works when it's at the same time, right? But you can't do something now that's going to knock out a mitzvah later on. So says Tosa, you can. Aval asay dechomir doche asay hakal b'chol inyan. The Tosa says, the re-answer is, a more stringent asay, a more significant asay, in this case, eating the meat in the Korban Pesach, the night of the 15th, will knock out, even though it's later, will knock out the asay hakal of the asay d'ashlamah. I feel a little mekayim. I say chomer beidna. Okay, and how do we know that that's true? Says Tosas, because look at the Gemara and Gittin that we started with, like Rebbe Elazar, freed his slave, right? Yeah, apparently, having a minion was a higher ranking mitzvah than holding on to your Eved Kanani. So Tosas makes the equation, Right, Tosfos, that's what the Kibega tells us to look at. He tells us, back in our sugya, getting about that, realize that freeing a slave to make a minion, why was he allowed to do the Tosfos? The Kibega says, look at this Tosfos. You see, from here, both the two Gemaras together, that there's a hierarchy of mitzvahs, and you're allowed to push aside a more minor mitzvah for the sake of a greater mitzvah. You can push aside the Aseh the Hashlama for eating meat for the Karban Pesach. You can push aside the mitzvah to hold on to your Eved Kanani for the sake of having a minion. That's what comes out. So, bottom line is that there is a hierarchy in there. How do you mean? Who makes that determination? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Okay, and with carbon pencil, it's easier because the courage, but it's very hard to figure out. Apparently, this would probably this would be in the realm we call masura hakosel lechachamim. The Chachamim, sometimes the Torah gave you the dinner, but left it up to Chachamim to give you the parameters. A classic example of that, the Gemara says it by Melach on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. What exactly defines work on Chol HaMoed? So the Rabbanan determined if it's a, what's called a hefsid, a person to lose money, right? It's going to be, or it's a person that's a Tzorach Yontif, different things, right? So for those kind of things, it's going to be a hefsid, or it's going to be a, so who said? We don't say it on Shabbos. We don't say, oh, well, it's going to lose money. It can work on Shabbos. Don't say Yom Tovid. Don't say Chol HaMoed. The answer is because the Chachamim were given the right to define the parameters. That's what we have to say. But it's a good question. One other example of such a thing is the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, 12, Divrei Maaseh Neskalku Lavim Bashir, although the Tosfos throws something else in. But it's interesting. So I don't know who makes the decision, but the Gemara has two examples so far. Right, the Aseh Dashlama can be pushed aside for the Aseh of Eden Karban Pesach, and the Aseh of Lola Mem Tavodu, our Pashuk here in Parshas Bahar, is pushed aside for the mitzvah of having a minion. Now, one other example, Tosfos of Hashanah Lamed Beis and Skalkal of Ibashir. There's a lot of background to this. I didn't want to print it, but it will take too long to go through. So let's go through quickly. The poet, we know that they used to be Mekadosh Chodesh based on the witnesses coming declaring there was a new moon. So that's very good. What happens in this Rosh Hashanah? It's end of Elul. Okay, so they think this in this day is Rosh Hashanah. They're waiting for the Eidim to come. Usually the Eidim showed up first thing in the morning. Then they made a decision. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Good. Everybody knows. The Gemara tells a story. One time, the Eidim didn't arrive. So at a certain point, as the day went on, the Bez didn't realize, okay, no Eidim are coming. They declared tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, and they go weiter. All of a sudden, half an hour before sunset, in walked these two schleppers. They said, oh, sorry, we got busy, but we saw the moon, right? And so the Gemara says it messed everybody up, and it says, V'niskalkalu ha-Leviyim Bashir. The Leviyim ended up singing the wrong Shir Shayom, because it really was Rosh Hashanah. Right? We're used to Shir Shayom, it's a weekday, right? Whatever the day of the week it is, Sunday, Monday, etc. But if you look in some significant print, there were different Shir Shayoms which were sung on different holidays. The only goal would say them. We don't usually do it, but some still actually print what the one you can find. What the Golden Gaon said was, you know what we do? Chanukah. Huh?
Both
of them. On the shul, they do that?
Yeah, they would say the special
shul
on every
Dante. Oh, is that right? I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, could be. I'm going also. But we do it on Chanukah. We always say, Mizrashi Chanukah Sabbath. I don't know why. I'm not sure why. After Shir Shalom, we say Mizrashi Chanukah. Or Shchodesh, say Brochi Napshi. Okay, anyway. So the Tosfos is wondering, was that the biggest problem in the Skalkul of Him Bashir? What about the fact that it didn't bring the Karban Musaf? Forget Shofar. Shofar doesn't, they blew Shofar, whatever it was. But that, the biggest problem was the Levim ended up with the wrong Shir Shayom. It's a much bigger problem. They didn't bring the Musaf, the proper Musaf. Okay? So, or even if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, a regular Rosh Chodesh. Same thing happened. So they didn't think Baruch Hinashi. Okay, but the bigger problem, they didn't bring the Karban. So look what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in Rabbi Yeshua, the Achar Talmud Yachol LaHakri Musaf Sarachodesh. Guess what? You can bring the Musaf after the Talmud Shabbat Arbaim. I thought the Talmud Shabbat Arbaim was supposed to be the last thing. Yeah, ordinarily, but Mishum the Asya say the Rabbin V'Docha say the Ashlama. The Asya the Ashlama get pushed aside for this public mitzvah, bringing a Karban Musaf on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. So the Asya the Ashlama, it's a lesser mitzvah. Again, you see, it's a lesser mitzvah. And then it says, oh, well, good, hold on. And it says, you know what? Kidam Rina and Parakashlech. Again, Tosfos points to the Gemara and Gittin with the Eved. Like, Gabashikhar Abdel, which was our mitzvah, the Rabbim Shiny. It's a public mitzvah. I'm a minion. Right? There's Mizaki more people. So the Asay Dashoma is pushed aside. So here you see again, the Asay Dashoma is a weaker type of Asay. And this isn't.
The minion's not a mitzvah.
We'll get to that. Now, the Ran. the Ran in Gittin, and that Sugin Gittin 13. So now we know where Rabbi Akiva Eger said this to Israel. Another tells us, let's come back to the Sugin Gittin. So the Ran on the Sugin Gittin, the Chafim Beis, says Beferish in 13. Kol Meshachar Abda Over Basay, Mashma, Belav Asay Gomorhu. This Asay of Lolem and Tavodu is not a full, bona fide Asay. Okay? Because otherwise, you know, why the Gemara answers mitzvah shiny? What do you mean mitzvah shiny? Look at the second line. Why would he push aside one mitzvah for another mitzvah? If this were a bona fide, says the Ran, if the essay of holding on to your Eved, was a real mitzvah essay, so what do you mean you could push it aside for a minion? No, you can't. There's an essay, that's an essay. Well, because you're right. And he gives another answer. He says, Yesh Mitai to a totally different answer. It's very interesting, which would say that was totally accepted. You can't learn anything from it. You know why you're allowed to free the Eved? Because Shalom Amra Torah, Lo'olam Am Tavodah Anishim Shalom, you can't amat naschinam. Can you recall Lo'olam Lo Sechonei? What does that mean? There's a pasuk in the Chumash, look in 14. I'll explain it around by looking at the Pesukim. Varshas Vashanan, Dvarah Parag Zayim, Pesukim Aleph and Beis. Pasuk Zayim says, I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and I'll throw out the Chiti, the Gergashi, the Amori, the Akhnan, the Pidu, the Chiva, the Rusi, Shiva, Goyim, Rav, Matsu, Mecca. But that's the only pasuk in the Torah where all seven Amen are mentioned. All seven are mentioned together. Usually there's six, and so one's always left out, one or another. Sometimes more than one is left out. But this, I think, is the only pasuk in the Torah where all seven are mentioned. Anyway, so you brought in, good, pasuk Beis, and the son of Hashem, Kacham, and Echad, etc. So you wipe them out, and to the last two words, Velo Sichonim. What does that mean? Velo, do not. What does that mean? So the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Mem Aleph, three interpretations, and all three are correct. We have Pasuk like all three. Tanya Rami Hochi, 15, Avodah Zarah, Chof Mem Aleph, 15. Tanya Rami Hochi, Lo Sichonim, Lo Sitei Lahem Chaniya Bekarka. Don't give them encampment. You know, Chaniya, in modern Hebrew, Chaniya is parking, right? Ein Chaniya. I've seen a lot of park there in Yerushalayim, right? Ein Chaniya. Don't give them land in Eretz Yisrael, place to park in Eretz Yisrael, Chaniya, encampment.
Even to sell, that they would own.
Okay, number two, Dover Acher Lo Sichonim Lo Sitem Lem Chain. Don't show them grace or favor. Okay, and a third thing, this is what's relevant to us, Dover Acher Lo Sichonim Lo Sitem Lahem Matnas Chinam. Don't give them a goyim any these. That is a whole discussion. Just means these seven nations. Other goyim, not a topic. But don't give them Lo Sitem Lahem Matnas Chinam. A free gift. And Rashi works out how the Gemara earlier on that same page, Chof Mem Aleph, because of the way it can be read, without that, it can be read Lo Sichunim, and they're different, Lashon Chanina, or Lashon Chinam, whatever it means, but we assume like all three. And the Rambam Paskins, Perek Yod of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, what is called Halacha Dalid, Mipnei Ma Ein Mochin Len, why aren't you allowed to sell land to non Jews in Israel? Because it says, Lo Sichunim Chanim Bekarka. Okay, and you're also not allowed to praise them. Also, the top of the Shimchon to say how wonderful this person is. And then, thirdly, lastly, also Litela Matnas Chinam. And the Rambam Paskin as well, Hilchos Zechiyah Matana, the laws of giving presents, give a lot of Yeralab. Also, Yisrael Litain Lako Matnas Chinam. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that way, in Yoredei, it's in Kufnun Aleph Sidir Aleph. Also, Litain Matnas Chinam, but he adds two words, She'ena Makiro. Because this, you know, when this question Lo Sichonim comes up, assuming it applies to all non-Jews, let's say it's the holiday time, so you want to give something to your lawn guy or to the mechanic or to the mailman or whatever, so you're allowed to give such a gift. So the way the Shulchan Aruch phrase, you can't give a gift to Matnas Chinam to somebody she'eino makiro, that you don't know. But the Taz points out, makiro. That's not a matnas chinam. You're giving it to him because you know him, and you know he's nice to you, and I say, my Joe Gay, the mechanic, the next time you have an emergency, he'll take care of you. What is the word, tips? Tips to the Russian.
It's an assessment. Like when I lived in Manhattan, if you didn't give the
Yeah, right. I'll give a sure. Right, sure. The word tips is Russian tips, right, to ensure proper service. I think that's what tips is. That's originally the limited person tips to ensure proper service. I don't know if that's the original or not, but that's the Rashi Tavis. So that's not called Matnas Chinam. That's not giving a gift for nothing. I'm getting something out of it. So therefore, what's it got to do? So therefore, says the Ran, when Rabbi Lezer, so it's the same din, why not free the slave? And I want to give a guy something for nothing. But here it's not something for nothing. Why? Because Rabbi Lezer is gaining out of it. Name is gaining, Davar Minyan. So he's just getting something out of it. That's why it was okay for Rabbi Lezer to release his slave, because it wasn't a Matnas Chinam. The Ran assumes that the two dinim are operating the same principle, Matnaschinim and freeing your Eved. Why do you have to hold on to your Eved? So you're not allowed to give him Matnaschinim. But the Rebbe Elezer Frieda said there was a right. He got some out of it. So did the other nine people. He got a million out of it. So that's not called Matnaschinim. Okay. So that's if you say that, then that's a special din. But if you go back to the other one, right, the first answer the Ran says is that no, it's a weaker mitzvah, and it can be pushed aside for a bigger mitzvah. Now the Rashba in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph in Kufchav 9:21 says also it's not a lav habo mechal say, okay, it's a lower level and so on, and he says again mitzvah shiny. So all these answers, leaving out the Ran's other creative answer about the Lo Suchanim, but all these answers imply that the reason Elezer could free his slave is that this mitzvah, Olam and Tavod, is a lower level mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that, because the Rambam, you look in the Sefer Mitzvah 22, Sefer Mitzvah is Mitzvah's essay, Reish Lamed Hei, the Rambam writes, mitzvah, he shet zivonu, b'din eved k'nani, b'hu shen nabo b'ol olam. He doesn't say it's a weaker, it's not that important, he just says it's a regular, one of the regular time mitzvahs. The Chinuch also, in our parasha Behar, Mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin, Mitzvah Oros Avodah Bevet Kanani Lolam, Shin Avodah Bevet Kanani Lolam, that's a regular mitzvah. So it's hard-pressed to say, well, it's not as, how do you say that? It counts as a regular mitzvah. Now, the Ritva, though, in the Tshuva, Mem Gimel, in the Tshuva, sorry, 24, he says, no, there's such a thing, some mitzvahs are more important, there's such a thing called a mitzvah rabbah, a greater mitzvah, except a mitzvah purvu, procreating, because it's called a mitzvah rabbah. Okay? Or he says also the mitzvah, the rabbin lahashlim rasora, that he also holds is a higher ranking mitzvah. Now he said some hold all of them is mitzvah mamish, but he says afal pish einde dasmar work harav alevi, that's the ra'or, the mitzvah sasei d'abonano. There's some who say the whole mitzvah la olam tavod it's formulated. It's not a mitzvah. It doesn't say you're not allowed to free your slave. It's a phrase in Asay. Therefore, he holds the mitzvah abonon. So there's a question then, we can argue, what type of mitzvah is this mitzvah to hold on to your slaves? The Rambam seems to leave it as a regular mitzvah. Others say it's weaker and so on. If it's weaker, though, if it's weaker, so then we understand why you can push it aside. It's not like a minion. But if it's not, it's a regular mitzvah. So back to our question, why are you allowed to push it aside for another minion? So let's take a look. So look now at 25. Shaul's and Chuvah's Torah Lishma. It was written by the author of the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Yosef Chai of Baghdad. He has one collection of Chuvah's called Rav Talim. He has another collection of Chuvah's called Torah Lishma, which he signed with a pseudonym. Look at the very end. Hakot Yechezkel Kachali. That's the name he used. I don't know why. So somehow it's in Gematria or something, but whatever, that was his pseudonym. Anyway, he was asked this question. Eich shichar of Elezer Avdo v'shul tfilo d'rabbanon. Wait a minute. Davening, according to most authorities, is the beginning of the d'rabbanon. The Rambam holds the d'raisa. But when the Rambam holds the d'raisa, it means once a day. Okay, it's the d'raisa. The idea is to daven three times a day, or you have to daven at specific times a day, that's everything is d'rabbanon. So how can you can release his Eved for a d'rabbanon? So he says, quote the Ran, well, Lola Ram Tavod is also not, I say, Gomor. But he says, it doesn't look like that from the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rabban, and the Sefer Chinuch, and all the money mitzvahs counted as a mitzvah. So he gives an answer. He says, wait a second, we don't think of this because we're living Kutzlar, so unless we're Sardim. He says, but one second, by getting a minion, he did gain something that is a mitzvah, though, Isa. Birchas Kohanim. Okay, Birchas Kohen. In fact, then he proves, and they do it every day. So if you don't have a minion, you know Birchas Kohen. That's a deraisa. In fact, he proves that Rebelez himself was a Kohen. Rebelez himself was a Kohen. So therefore, he wanted to release everything and do the mitzvah of Birchas Kohen. So Lachain Shichar Abduk Yelakayim is Omen Atar Lisa Kappa. But then he is. It's true. Maybe Davening is Darbonim. But there are various other things that go on in Davening, at least in Darbonim. The Tziv Asura Kadeshim. You say Kaddish. You say Kedusha, which is tied to a mitzvah from last week's Seder. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem. What is Kaddish? Yiskalah Hashem Rabbah means may the name of Hashem be great. Yesh me Rabbah. You're praising God. You're a Kaddish Shem Shalayim. That's Kedusha. So he says, no, that's already a high. Maybe davening is Drabbanan, but he feels that Kedusha and Kaddish are Kiyam in Mikdashti of sanctifying the name of God. That's a deraisa. So that's taka more important than the essay of holding on to your Eved. Again, from the Rambam, it doesn't quite look that way, although the Rambam acknowledges. Look now to 26. Hilchas Avodim. Parakas halachavav. The Rambam writes, "Chayin also lo adam shachar eved kanani." You can't release your eved kanani, and if you do, you violate the say of lo tavodu, etc., etc. Umuto l'shachacho l'dvar mitzvah, but he says you can free him for a mitzvah. Afilu l'mitzvah shal divrayim, even d'rabbanan. Kegon shelo hoya asar b'beis haknes, areizim shachar avdo. Umashir b'amin, v'chin kolchetzu. The Rambam says, even d'rabbanan. Really? That's a big kiddush, because he's saying, you know, I mean, he's saying even for d'rabbanan, you can do away with this mitzvah of holding on to your eved. Doesn't say why. Why is that true? But the Shulchan Aruch says it too. In Yoredeus Simon Reish Samach Zayin Sif Ayin Tes, close to the Rambam, almost verbatim. Shachris Avdo Over Basay De Lo Emem Tavodu Umutu L'Shachricho D'Var Mitzvah Flim D'Ivrayim. For example, of 10 people. Why? So the Farshim are bothered by this, and the Kess of Mishnah, and on that Rambam, Kess Halach Avav, writes, well, he quotes that Ran, who said that maybe because the essay of holding on to your Evid is a low level, he says, lo lav asay gomoru, the weaker type of asay. And he mentions the thing about maybe it wasn't a problem altogether because it wasn't a manaschinim, etc. At the end, he writes, last line of 28, ubi gemara perak shosh achol brachas, we'll see in a second, parach alam alashim asor v'esachim mitzah bol verhi mishani mitzah derabim shani. The key may be, is it a public mitzvah? It's a public, not just another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah affecting a broader group. And now you can understand why it pushes that. Even if Lola Mem Tavodu is a real mitzvah, not like the Ran said, not like the Ritzvah, the Ritzvah, the Rabban. No, it's a real bona fide mitzvah. But it's an individual mitzvah. Making a minion somehow, even might be a Rabbanah, that's a mitzvah de Rabban. And that's maybe what the Rambam has in mind. That's what Lech HaMishnah also says. He says, he quotes him on Brachas, mitzvah de Rabban, Shana. Dafka mitzvah so the Rambam. When the Rambam says that you can push aside l'olam em tavodu for the sake of a mitzvah, even a drabana, he means a mitzvah de rabbin, a mitzvah on the rabbins. You're looking, bro. So, well, that's a was pushed. Huh? Really, it's a private mitzvah. It's a private mitzvah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, correct.
Well,
that I don't know about the other. So we'll see the stuff. So, one second. So, if you look in Brachas, it's a very important distinction. Brachas Mem Zayin Beis 30. The Gemara there has the same story, with an important twist or an important addition. First of all, the issue is that's what the Gemara talks about. If you have only 9 people, you have a cotton, and he holds a Torah, all this business. So, anyway, take a look at 30. The Amar Yisrov and Levi Tisha Ve'Eved Mitzdafen. You have 9 people in Eved. That counts a million. Even if Eved Kanani we're talking about. Even if it isn't free him. So our heirs may say, my Sibir Lezah, Shinich Zerich HaKnezel, what's the Sarah, V'shichur Abdul Shima Sarah. The Lezah once came to Shul, there were 9 people, so he freed his Eved. What's the freer for? Yeah. He'll keep the Eved, and he has 9 and 1 count. Shichur in Lo Shichur Lo. Sounds like it only works because he freed the Eved. So why did he do that for? So I said, no. Trey Yisrizu. They only had 8 people in Shul. And he had 2 of them, so one of them he freed. Okay, one guy got lucky, one of them freed. Okay, and the other one he held on to. But the Gemara asked that the same question before. How could he free any Eved? However the math works. He said, Lom Rabbi Huda, call him a Shachar Abdo, over by Say Shemar, Lom Rabbi Tavodu, Aposek. So how could he do that? The first thing Gemara answers was Dvar Mitzvah Shiny. Now the Gemara getting stopped there. That was the end. The Gemara Brachas does it. What do you mean Dvar Mitzvah Shiny? The Mitzvah Boba Vera. The Gemara answers Mitzvah de Rabim Shiny. Brachas doesn't say that again. Bracha says mitzvah the rabbin. And what's the mitzvah the rabbin? The Rashi says in 31, mitzvah, bracha is on Zion Bidding, so that's the mitzvah the rabbin. Lahotzi rabbi with a chavasa mikdusha. That knocks it aside. Now it's interesting because Tosus asked a side question. He did not mention it. That was a chon of Tosh Ma. We'll see what the Rush brings up in a second. But Tosus there, bracha is on Zion Bidding, Zimma wants a mitzvah the rabbin shiny. He asks him here, Akasha against the Bahag, who says that, what happens if a person, a relative, dies on the last day of Yom Tov in Chutzlaritz, right? So the last day of Chutzlaritz is only Darabonon, right? The extra day, we maintain the meaning that an extra day, it's only Darabonon. So that Darabonon knock out on Avelis Daraisa. The assumption is Avelis the first day is Daraisa. So he says it doesn't. So the question is, what do you mean? But we said that it can push aside a mitzvah derabim. Anyway, so you have to say that it's mitzvah derabim is different. Okay. Anyway, but more interesting than us now is the Rush. There in Brach is a famous Rush. You'll see him in a moment for a different reason. Parag Zion Simon Chof. Quote the same Gemara. and answers mitzvah rabim shiny. Look at the second line. The alim asay the rabim dechsim v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That's a public kiddush Hashem. The haino asay the mekadshin es Hashem v'asar b'rabim. We say kaddish, say kiddush Hashem. And he says, even if the oldest is rabbanon lishmo kiddush baruch hu. Shalom matzim al ikam in the Torah. It never says exactly the Torah. Afilu hachi dochi asay the yachid. And I don't, because the lo mistaberli, I don't think, he said, it's talking about a case such as Parsha Zohar. They need a minion for Parsha Zohar, that's Doraisa. So this is a famous rush, because here's where he says Parsha Zohar is Doraisa. Right, everyone knows this rush back, you know, from the end. But in context, the rush is actually saying, I don't think that's the case here. Okay, it's not that, well, it must have been Parsha Zohar, so that's a Doraisa. He's saying it even works out of the Rabbanon if it's mitzvah derabim. Okay, again, the Rosh does say, parenthetically, does say here that Parsha Zohar is Doraisa. That's one of the sources for that principle. But, Lamaisa, this is the Rosh. Anyway, so the Achronim is trying to figure out why the Gemara in Gittin didn't go on and left it alone, mitzvah shiny, and the Gemara in Brachos wanted to know, mitzvah derabim shiny. Interesting, in 34, printed, the Noda Behuda, at the end of Madur Kama Chela Choshen Mishpat, has this exchange with his son-in-law, and he basically posits that you have to look who the speakers are. Okay, in the Gemara in Brachas, it's Amar of Yehuda, it's just plain Rav Yehuda, and in Gittin it's Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. You know, it's the name of Shmuel. It's two different speakers, and one of them doesn't hold for mitzvah blah blah blah. That's his arichus. Okay, he said, and the Rav Yehuda liked it. He says at the end, that's why the sugi is different, because the Gemara doesn't mention Shmuel. All right, the Gemara in Gittin doesn't ask against mitzvah shiny because he doesn't hold for mitzvah b'avera. That's why he doesn't ask about mitzvah b'avera. The Gemara Brachos does hold. That's why he has to come out to mitzvah rab. That's what he says. Okay, there's a long piece that I printed in 35 in the Tiferes Yaakov. On that outside also, Tiferes Yaakov was named Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit. That was his name. He was the chief rabbi of Warsaw. And I think he was the last chief rabbi of Warsaw, not because of the Holocaust. It was in the 1800s, but I think he had a machlokes with the Hasidim, and therefore they abolished the position of chief rabbi of Warsaw. But a big tamachal, Tiferes Yaakov. Anyway, so he is bothered by this also, but here's what he said with his thoughts. He says, the asay of l'olam atavodah, look what he writes in the first line, ein ha-kavona kemo asay da'alma kemo sh'ova mitzvah sukkot tefillin. This asay of holding on to heaven is not like sukkot tefillin or that kind of mitzvah asay. Okay? Because if that were the case, not even a mitzvah derabim would beat it out. Okay? What do you mean mitzvah derabim? But this is a full-fledged mitzvah. Okay? And he says, rather, the issue is here, the guy is doing something, lemaisa, the mitzvah is to hold on to your avodim. Once he releases his ever, he doesn't have an ever to hold on to anymore. So he's beating out the mitzvah, so to speak. And he compares a little bit, he says, there's a Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara says, you know, the wear tzitzis, you have to have a four-corned garment. The Gemara says a certain Talmud Chacham didn't want to like wearing tzitzis. So he would always make sure to wear a garment that didn't have four corners. The summer he wore this type of garment, and the winter he wore that type of garment that didn't have four corners. So the Gemara says he was chastised by a malach who says, so where's the mitzvah tzitzis? You're wangling out of a mitzvah, you're wiggling your way out. That's what he says over here also. He says, the mitzvah here is shemitzvah lavo b'avdol kani sheyeshos, to work your Eved Kani as an Eved when you have him. But if you don't have an Eved, there's no mitzvah to go finding avodim. The same, therefore, once he releases him, so anyway, that's what he thinks the Ran means by saying Gomer. And he says, because otherwise, if you were hard-pressed to say, you'd be hard-pressed to say that just because the mitzvah of the rabbin, okay, just because the mitzvah of the rabbin, you cannot decide a mitzvah. It's very, very difficult to say, okay? In fact, I think it was the theory or something. I think he's what he says also. Let's say a person would, you know, there's only one esrog in the shul. In old days, it was not uncommon. People don't have esrog in Europe, you know. The only esrog you had was a stolen esrog. Oh, mitzvah the rabbin, the whole shul needs that esrog. No, that is just possible. We're not going to say mitzvah the rabbin can knock out the, you know. Anyway, that's what he talks about here. Right. He says, not quite, you're right, it's not quite the same thing. He said, the author of the second, in Esrog, goes among the ancient Elohu, Rabbin, Tzino, Mutalot, they don't know. All right, so you could argue it's not the same, because it's actually the laws that are violated. Yeah.
It almost seems that, in a sense, that the mitzvah for the Eved is to kind of like
use him as an Eved.
Remain in
right.
The status of that service.
Right, but if you let
circumstance changes,
then it's
not
right. But basically, that's what he said. That's what Tzvi Yaakov
right.
Saying. Anyway, that's what he argues. The Ksav Sofer in Siman Ayin Gimel Lachnagos on his Chulis 36. He discusses: is it true? Will a mitzvah de rabbin? The Shali was asked: was, does a mitzvah de rabbin drabbanon knock aside a losase? The Yochai say docha losase. That's his topic. It's not really the same as us. We're not talking about losase here. But anyway, he does bring up the issue of olam em tavodu. That's the base. Olam base talk of olam em tavodu. Anyway, he looks at the end. He writes. This is the very end, because it's a good summary. He also discussed this discrepancy in the two sugyas in Brachas and Gittin. And at the end, he writes, is those Torahs Olam. He's writing, Aleph. Ein asei de rabbanan de rabbin, she'ein ba'siyazu mitzol zakos rabbin, eloshi mitzol de rabbin, v'chum adoch alo iso asei de raiso. It can't, a mitzol de rabbin, it just happens to be a mitzvah a lot of people do, but it's not a zchus, so to speak, in that sense. You have to figure out what they mean. He gives examples. That does not beat out of the raisa. A mitzvah to a base, mitzvah to a bonan, sheish, but zikul rabin, then that can beat out both the isra and the mitzvah. And that's what they say, kedusha. Then, gimel, mitzvah to a bonan, kazu, the docha, the raisa. Okay, that works even when it's not happening simultaneously. Anyway, bottom line is that we see that at least for the as far as the essay of Ashlama goes, at least as far as the essay of Olam HaTavod goes, it can sometimes be pushed aside for a mitzvah or certainly for a mitzvah the rabbin. But I want to look at now, the end of the year, more practical ramifications of that. Is that true? Can a mitzvah the rabbin, what do we do with a mitzvah the rabbin and pushing aside an essay or even an isser? Yeah.
What do you tell if someone says to you, I can't make it back to Sukkot unless I circumcise, let's say, Friday night.
Right.
Unless I land
on
the
yeah.
That's not a D'oraisa.
Right, not a D'oraisa. But that's a private affair. I think we used to
private
probably
affair.
Not. Probably
you're not
going to
get asked for the Lord.
Yeah, right. Probably.
But it's a Rabbana.
Yeah. The whole Tchumis issue. I don't know. That's a good question. We would. So let's take a look at what Kate wants to look at as follows. This comes up in Shul. Are you allowed to violate, let's say, a Drabbanan, okay, the issue here we'll talk about, telling a guy to do something that comes up. The Shul lights went out, the air conditioner went off, and so on, so Shabbos didn't. Can you tell a guy to turn on Shabbos for the whole Shul? And he's going to come in, they're going to shrit, so they're too dark, you can't wait, and so on. That's the issue. So, right, can't do, he said, that's a mitzvah de rabbin. Okay? So, there, what are we pushing aside? We're pushing aside, only this is our bottom, to tell a guy to do something. Now let's go, that's what I want to look into. So, yeah, but that's the question. Is it shus de shus or one shus? Okay? You know, can we tell a guy? Well, let's see, we're going to go through right now. Let's look at the background quickly. Mishnah and Shabbos, Kuchof Alam and Aleph. There's a fire. Nochri Shabbos Lechabos, and Nochri comes to put it out. Ain Omer Lechabos. You can't tell him to put it out. That's kibbutz. But if he does it, you don't have to stop him. Al Techabos. Ain Shoshos Omer. Right? You don't have to tell him what's the issue. Why can't you tell him to put it out? So Rashi explains. Rabbanim goes. Ain Omer Lechabos. Mishnah Shabbos Kufchav Alaf Malav. Rabbanim goes. Alamilo Nochri. Mishum Shus. Telling a guy to do something you're not allowed to do yourself is a shus. It's a mitzvah Rabbanim. It's a Rabbanim on Shabbos. It's a Rabbanim. On Shabbos, okay? And I'm Paschal Zoy, Paragrav Aloch Aleph Echol Shabbos 39. Also, Loma Lagoy, Las Os Loma Aloch of Shabbos. Afo Pishen, Loma Tzimol HaShabbos. What's the problem? He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. Right? The guy doesn't have to observe Shabbos. But I'm now allowed to tell the guy, do something with me on Shabbos, which is a Malacha. A Malacha. Even if I told him before, even if I didn't tell him afterwards. Why? So I'm going to explain. The end of Aloch Aleph here. Dover Zeh Osam Yidivei Sofuk Dei Shoyitz Shabbos Kalabay Nehem. The other law is so one. Because it cheapens Shabbos, the little Shabbos, and eventually you do it yourself. It goes on around, right? That's what we're afraid of. And therefore, Aloch Adalit, Nafla Dleka B'Shabbos, we'll go to Shabbos. Animal Akabay, don't tell him to put it out, right? And all things like that. That's Shukran Aruch also says, Hilchot Shabbos, Aruch Haim, Shem Shem Lam, Adalit, Tzibachot, hey, 40. Eino Yehudi, or Eino Yisrael. Shabbos Lechabos, Ein Tarach Limchus Miyado, Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah explains you can't pay out some chalav. You don't have to stop him, but you can't tell him to do it. You can't tell him to do it. And now he points to Siman Reish Ayin Vav, which we'll see momentarily. But Lokas Ner Kishahidlik Bis for Shul Yisrael, if the guy lights a candle for a Jew or turns a light for a Jew, there we say not a lot of benefit from it because he did it for you. We'll come back to that. Okay, but and therefore in Samach Gimel, which you're right, you don't have to stop the guard from putting out the fire. But also the Zarza, you can't encourage him, you can't inspire him to do it. Now let's look at the next page, Kuf 42, next to Daf in the Gemara. Kuf Chav Beis Amalam. Mishnah says, "Nachui Shehidli Kesaner." A guy lit a candle himself. So Mishtamish already saw the Jew can use it also, but being Bishvil Yisrael, when he did it specifically for you, not allowed to. Okay, and Rashi says again, "I Bishvil Yisrael also Darbonah, also Darbonah, because next time we'll do it for you and so on." Okay, you ask him. And I thought Rambam passes again, Perak Vav and Chos Shabbos, Halacha Beis, Goy She'osam Halacha Me'atzmo B'Shabbos, he did it on his own, so if he did it for the Jew, you're not allowed to get a benefit from it until what's called B'Chdei She'yasu, right? There's enough time passed after Shabbos that you could have done it yourself. Like that's the old, you bring your car to the mechanic, you want to fix it on Shabbos. You can't bring it 1 minute before Shabbos, pick it up 1 minute after Shabbos, because then basically you tell him to fix it on Shabbos. We bring it Friday morning, we pick it up Sunday or Monday. Theoretically, he could have fixed it on a weekday. If he chose not, that's his business. He chose to fix it on Saturday. Anyway, that's called the Tashi Yasu. So, at Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ketzer Goy Shehidlik Kesaner Mishtamish La'or Yisrael, Vim Bishul Yisrael Aser. Okay? And the reason Halacha Ches, he explains you have to wait with Tashi Yasu, is that way you won't be tempted to ask him, because you're not going to gain anything. Because you have to wait anyway for the Shabbos, so you could have done it yourself. Okay. Now, here we come now, 45, very important. The Sefer Itur. The author, one of the Rishonim called the Baal HaItur, Sefer Itur, Hilchos Mila, Shar Gimel, Hilchos Mila, Daf Mem Tes, Column 1. He says the following. He's talking about doing something for a Mila. We know that a Mila is allowed on Shabbos. But what about the secondary, what's called Machshire Mila? Things which, you know, you need to bring the knife, you need to get, it's not the actual Mila. Okay, so that you're supposed to do before Shabbos. Okay, what happens if by mistake the mole, let's say there's a bris in the house, there's no Erev, let's say. So a bris in somebody's house, so a mole comes, oh, and lo and behold, he forgot to bring his gauze pads or whatever he needs for the bris. He didn't bring his knife, forgot to bring it before Shabbos. So he can't bring it on Shabbos, okay, because although Mila is Docha Shabbos, we pass him like, not like a Beleza the Mila, but we pass him a Shir Mila are not Docha Shabbos, so you can tell a goy to bring it. So therefore, look what he says in the last line of 40. That's what he's talking about. He says, "V'karov ani lomar that lokas ner b'shabbes mitzvah b'shas achila madlikin ayde enu b'shabbes." If your lights went out, again, the old days was fire. Your candles went out Friday night, and now it's pitch dark and it's unpleasant to eat. He thinks, "Karov, it seems to me you can ask a guy to light it." Now, that's a big chiddush. But that's what he says. You can ask a guy to light it, do an actual malacha, killing a fire. The Rad on the Rif and Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, page of the Rif, quotes this Baal HaItur, okay, that Lefishitazu Matirin Amir Lanacha Afim Malacha Gemura. You can tell a guy even to do an actual malacha, okay, like Mila. And he says, and he thinks, the Baal HaItur does other things too. So look, third line there. Shazel das harab al iter zal shehiti lo manoch lehidle klos on elus on Shabbos. Not just Mila. You can argue Mila is different. In fact, it comes out really if you look at the next paragraph. There are three shitas, right? The Baal HaItur says amir lanoch is mutter as long as it's some torah mitzvah, right? Like you're not allowed to do it just because you want to watch a ball game. But let's say if it's a torah mitzvah like suda Shabbos, owning Shabbos, so you can ask a guy to do an actual malacha on Shabbos. And others say, the Rambam, the Riff, says, no, this is what David said before. You can ask a guy to do a drabbanon, because that's called shvus de shvus. It's a drabbanon of a drabbanon. One drabbanon is the act itself, and the other drabbanon is telling the non-Jew. That's allowed. The double jump, that's allowed. You can't tell a Jew to do an actual malacha. You can tell him to do something that's only forbidden with drabbanon. Well, if it's another abundance, you can tell him to do it because it's double shus to shus. There's makom mitzvah. And as a third sheet, they said, oh, Mila is the only exception. So that's a big finish in the Baal HaItur. The Meiri seems to say it also. In Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Amad Aleph, the last one, Chayin, 47, he says, Me'ata shus shal ma'is l'Yisrael, also af makom mitzvah, shus shal amira l'goy af b'melocha gemura, mutter b'makom mitzvah. tremendous chiddush. You can tell a guy to do an actual malacha doraisa if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Others disagree. The Rosh, for example, in Perek Yud Tes of Shabbos and Beis, quotes the read, the lo sharina amir alach yishvus l'tarach hamila, ella if it's only asa darbana, but not an asa daraisa. Okay? The Gemara in Gittin, that's what's talking about. The Gemara in Gittin has an interesting case, Chesam and Beis, in Gittin, 49. The Gemara says, a person wants to buy a field. In a particular case, there is buying in Surya, which has the status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for some purposes. So it says, whoever buys a field in Surya, it's called that Kekona Parvar Yushalayim. It's like he bought in the suburbs of Yushalayim. It's the same din. And the more asked the Mayel, so what's the din? What do you mean? Aroshesh is Lomosha Kosin Olav Onova Field of Shabbos. You can write up the bill of sale, the document, the whatever you call it, we're calling it buy a house, the deed. On Shabbos, you can write it on Shabbos. More says, what are you talking about? Shabbos? Are you kidding? Shabbos Safanatah. Kedama Rabba, no, he didn't mean you can write it. He means you can tell a guy to write it on Shabbos. A guy can write up the document on Shabbos. Mora says, but still, I thought Amir Lobekov is not allowed. No, Mishum, Mora answers, Mishum Yishum Eretz Yisrael, lo gozer rabbanan. For the sake of a Jew gaining control, what's going on here? The guy owns this land in Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to sell it. And you're afraid if you don't buy it, Shabbos, you don't close the deal right now, he's going to change his mind. He'll sell it to another non-Jew. He'll change his mind in Gantz and let him sell. So it's a big thing. And now it's a big mitzvah to acquire land in Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish ownership. So that's what he wants to do. So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, meaning not that you can write up the document. It can't be Mechal Shabbos, but you can tell a goy to do it. So Tosis, the Zera of Amir L'Nachri does not apply Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you can ask that you can't write the document itself. You can't violate Shabbos, even with something that you're saying itself. You can't violate this or Shabbos, but I can tell a guy to do it. So Tosis there in Gittin Chesam Beis says he thinks, not like the Baal Eiter, he thinks, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's an exception, right? Av Mishum Mitzvah Cheres, Lo Ha'inu Matir Amir La'ov Rechom Melacha Daraisa. We would never allow you to tell a guy to do a Melacha Daraisa. For another, it's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the special category. Yishuv Darabonah is allowed. You can tell him to do this Darabonah, Shuz to Shuz. Okay, but the Nisa Daraisa, that you can't do. Maybe Mila is an exception, but the Baal Eitzah did extend it to all mitzvahs. The Rambam Paskins, Perek Vav, Vilcha Shabbos, Lachin Allah, Halokeach Bayis, Perek Yisrael, and a Goy, you can tell the Goy to write the star in Shabbos, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But that's one step removed. Okay, you can tell it to the Goy, but you can't do it yourself. That's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Same thing, the Rambam says, Hilchos Mila, Perek Beis, Alachantes. He says, Klolo Shodover in the middle there. He said you have to bring the knife to Rosh Rabbah. There's no error. Klolo Shodover. Kol Dover Shasiyoso B'Shabbos Asura M'Shavuz. Mutal Lona Lomar L'Akam L'Asun K'di L'Asus Mitzvah B'Zmana. I can tell the guy to carry the Mola's knife through a place that's not a real Rosh Rabbah. It's only Rosh Rabbah. Like Tinek, it's a Carmelis. It's only Rosh Rabbah to carry because it's not a real Rosh Rabbah. There aren't that many people over here. Okay? So something that's only Rosh Rabbah, I can tell a guy to do a Mukam Mitzvah. It sounds like that's only that. Okay, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Shin Vav. But again, you can tell him to do it because only us are Rabbanan. And that's in Shin Vav. Shin Zayin. Dover She'eno Sifhei. Dover She'eno Melocha. Ve'eno Osu La'asim Shazam Shem Shavuz. That's when you can do it if it's Melko Mitzah or Mitzah Scholi. Somebody's a little sick. Or something else, Mitzorah Harbe. Okay? But if it's, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Yotess in 56, Avol Dover, Sheisur Min HaTorah, Aser Ayidei Nehuda, Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. If it's Aser Dorai, if it's, it isn't Doraisa, then you can't tell the guy to do it, even for the purpose of a mitzvah, I don't care. Okay? Only for the Shvus to Shvus. And the same thing in Shin Lamed Aleph, it says it again by Mila, okay, you can tell the guy to do it. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sukkot Nechaf of Shin Lamed Aleph 58, that's allowed. A double drabonah. Rabbanon A, telling the guy to do something. To B, the something is only us drabonah. That's okay, shus to shus.
How come when the light is on in the room that the guy put on, you ask him?
Yeah.
You ask him, but you have to
read
the room.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You're not allowed to benefit from it. Next time, I put it on for you.
No, but it seems like if you would have, if it was for a government and you would have asked him,
well, not according to most authorities, because most authorities are saying you can't do it if it's an actual Doraisa. Right, okay. You're right, but the concern there is next time, you realize next time he'll do it specifically for you. And so, but it's only Darbonan, you're right. maybe Mokum Mitzvah would be allowed.
You said he doesn't appeal.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, you're right. So he answers, well, let's see. Hold on for 2 seconds.
If he does it for himself, he could benefit from it.
If he does it for himself, yeah. That's now, he's the one that he wants. So let's take a look. Let's take a look, Josh. 59, almost done. Simon Reish Ayin Vav, Barachayim Sif Aleph. Eino Yehudi, Shehidlik Nethaner Bishvil Yisrael, Osu Akol. Okay? That's not allowed if he lit it specifically for you. Okay, that's what he says. However, in the Sif Beis, there are more rights. Yesh Omer, that's the Balaiter. The Mutter Lomar, Le'ena Yehudi, Lahadlik Lo Ner, Lesuda Shabbos, Mishum Desirle, the Mutter Amira Le'ena Yehudi, Afila B'melacha Gemura, B'makom Mitzvah. So you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to light it on Shabbos, even in Melacha Gemura, an actual Melacha, if it's B'makom Mitzvah. And he writes, Shal Pizeh Nogu Rab Melacha, many people are lenient. They tell a non-Jew to light up, the lights went out, the power outage, the fire blew out. Okay, in olden days, it was a Torah Suda, even a Suda's Chasin or Bris Mila, something like that. Let's say the middle of the morning, it's a cloudy day, and the lights went out. So you're allowed to tell, and it was unpleasant thing in the dark. You're allowed to do it. If ain't Mokum, a buddy writes, the Yesh Lahachmer Mokum Shein Tzor Goro, the Harov HaPoskim Chokin HaSor Yil. Most people don't accept it, but it brought down. And he writes, and to answer your question, to look at the Mishabur and Sivkar Chavdal 60, the Shalah Hechmer Atla Tzor Goro. That's not your question, but the Shalah said, even the great Tzorich. But look what the Mishabura does write in Sivkot Nechaf Hei of 60, very important. For we call Mokum, Mutter Lomar Le'eno Yehudi Le'sakein Es Ha'erev Sheneskalka B'Shabbos K'dei Shal Yavo Rabin V'dei Mechshol. Here we come full circle back to Mitzvah de Rabin. We saw that, okay, the Bala Iter is a tremendous Chiddush, and maybe the Miri agrees, and the Ramah brings it as a Yesh Omrim. That if it's a mitzvah, you can actually tell a goy to do it, even for a private mitzvah, like having your Friday night meal. So the Mishabura says we may not want to go that far, but if it's a mitzvah derabim, for example, the Erev came down, so you want a guy to fix that one wire, one little wire. The tree fell, so you can tell a goy on Shabbos fix that wire, because now it's mizaka all the people. Right, that you're allowed, even though it might be an issur d'oraisa for him to fix the wire, tying it, whatever the issur d'oraisa is. Okay, he's going to fix that thing. The Shabbos says it's allowed. Kedei shalayover rabim l'dei mitzvah, because he writes, look at his language. Kedai hu bala iter lismoch olav lahatir shvus damir afil mocha d'oraisa demoko mitzvah d'rabim. Therefore, we see again that a lesser a mitzvah d'rabim has an unusual status. It has a it's a higher status that even things which ordinarily wouldn't be allowed can be allowed for mitzvah derabim. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses in his Shulchan Aruch comments in Yud Gimel, okay, about crossing a people want to cross over the river on Shabbos to make a minyan, and he was having difficulty allowing it because it's deraisa, but according to this, it would be allowed. We are sameach in Hilchos Shabbos Parak Vav Halacha Tes. Okay, says there's only special din by Mila or Meikon, not other things. But the note of Yehuda in 63, Madura Kama or Chaim Sulam and Gimel, quotes a practice. It doesn't come up nowadays. It only came up in the olden days. And apparently it was a widespread practice. And Yehuda doesn't like it. He just said, I stopped it in my community, and it's not allowed. But, think about it for a second. Yom Kippur. By the time you get up to Neil, it's pretty dark out. We have no problem. The electric lights are on. But what did they do in the old days? They got up to Neila. No lights. The candles in Berber.
Why didn't you give it in Shabbos? In the cinema?
What's that?
Why didn't you give it every Shabbos?
Okay, but every Shabbos, okay, so, you'll sit in the dark. Well, what's going on? You have a half hour. But he got a diamond. Who knows? You have to look at the city. You have to look at the mouse. So they used to have Goyim. Would come and light candles. Why do Kippur? They would tell the Jew, okay, they would have these goyim come in, and the custodian would come in and light candles so people can see this during the Machzor. And then Kippur at Neilas. And the Yehuda is very against it. Like you say, the Yehuda says, I don't like it at all. Okay, you can't do it. But it relies on the same thing. That's a mitzvah derabim. He says, what's a mitzvah derabim? Let the chazan say the slichas. Someone doesn't have to say the slichas. Well, the piyutim. I don't know, go, but so big.
Yes,
he said, maybe you can let them, but it's by the chazan. The Chassam Sofer, the Tshuva Chelik Vav, the Likutim Sun Pei Vav, the children through Kivager, actually, okay, he tried to justify the practice. He doesn't like it either. He says his Rebbeim, Hafla, and it was called the Chassid, Rekunim, Rasa Adler, didn't like it. They stopped it and so on. But he said maybe it's only a problem in Kippur Shacharis with Shabbos as a greater status, but not in Tam Yom Kippur and so on. Except Sofer also says, you know, maybe it can make a difference if it's something you need for that day. It's a din in that day, like in Kippur, as opposed to, let's say, they have a chasana. I told you, in olden days, I won't tell you, in the olden days, they'd make the chasanas Friday night. The common thing, because people don't have any money to afford a meal. So they would make the chasana and get married Friday afternoon. And Friday night, the suda, the whole town would get together and eat the Shabbos suda together. That was the Shabbos of the wedding. They couldn't afford it anymore. So we don't have that today, but that's how it used to be. So he said, okay, but theoretically, he said, Sofer is not so sure we'll allow a kindling light for that, because you get married a different day, right? And it was a dinner in the day. But bottom line, to pull everything together, we have this interesting concept that a mitzvah derabin, a public mitzvah, has a higher status than, again, the Gemara Bracha said, that's why we allow it to free a slave, because mitzvah derabin. Not necessarily because, then we can, what I'm saying, we can apply that even to the Rambam. It's not because the essay of Olam Tavod is a weaker or less important. It's an important essay, but it doesn't come up to, say, the Rambam. And there we have a mitzvah the Rambam. And here we have a mitzvah the Rambam. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we can be lenient. And that's the issue when the lights go out. The air conditioning goes out in shul. That's a mitzvah the Rambam. According to the Baal Eter, he says, and he says he can rely on the Baal Eter, to allow a mural of Nachri, even for a Daraisa, he's going to push a button, he's going to light the candle, he's going to turn on the lights, a Daraisa, you can do it.
Yes.
You can tell the non-Jew to do it. You don't have to, they're not hinting, you can tell them directly. Okay, because the case of Mitzvah Rabbah. Okay, let's stop over here.
You said...